Suicide is a real problem in the Roaring Fork Valley. This year, 9 people have died by suicide, normally a year's total. Statewide, more than 1,000 people died by suicide in 2012. An Aspen organization is trying to tackle the problem in the Roaring Fork Valley. One of their methods is training locals to act when friends or family might be at risk. The Hope Center held a training in Aspen on Tuesday.
So tonight you're going to learn how to possibly help someone that's in crisis.
Sandy Eigelhart welcomes about a dozen women seated in a half circle. They're gathered in the Pitkin County Library, and most are very focused. This doesn't feel like just another educational seminar. Eigelhart helped start the Hope Center after her daughter died by suicide 4 years ago. Tonight, she asks how many people in the room have been affected by suicide. Several raise their hands. Then, Hope Center Program Director Michelle Muthing starts the training.
About 50% of people who die by suicide have never seen a mental health practitioner. So that's why you are so important tonight. The people that know these individuals the best are their friends, their families, their coworkers, their ski instructors. So that's who we train.
And it's a good idea for them to keep an eye out for signs of depression in friends and family.
The biggest thing is you want to look at an opposite behavior than what you've seen before. You want to look for a change. If this is someone who always drinks a glass of wine a night, and now they're drinking a bottle. Or people who don't drink at all, and now they're drinking. People who don't take risks, now they're taking risks.
An example of risk-taking could mean suddenly wanting to backcountry ski without protecting against avalanches. That and any of those other signs could mean a friend or loved one is depressed. Here's the thing, even if they do see a counselor or psychiatrist, a depressed person is statistically unlikely to tell that professional if they're thinking about suicide. So they probably won't come out and tell a friend or neighbor either. But, Muthing says, they do usually show red flags.
My family would be better off without me. We hear that a lot.
Giving away all your personal items.
Yeah.
Giving away personal items.
Very good.
They stop enjoying what they used to enjoy.
Yes, they stop doing what they used to do.
They talk about suicide.
They talk about suicide. Or they talk about death in general.
During the hour-long training, the audience asked specific and serious questions. What should I do if the man I'm with is abusive and says he'll kill himself if I leave? What do I say if a teenager threatens to commit suicide? In all of these cases, Muthing says the next step is something called QPR. It's like an emotional CPR. QPR stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. It boils down to talking with your friend or loved one about how they're feeling.
So what are some things you can say if you notice all those warning flags?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? That's a great opening sentence.
Then, she says, even though it might feel weird or intrusive, ask them if they're thinking about suicide. Take the time to talk with them about how they're feeling and call a professional, whether it's the police, 911, or the Hope Center. The main goal is to make sure, somehow, that person will see a mental health professional, and dialing one of those agencies will help make that happen. The good news is, says Muthing, there's a glimmer of hope.
Someone who's suicidal may never ever be suicidal again. They learn coping skills. They learn how to find that safety net that they need.
They just might first need a helping hand from someone close to them. So far, more than 60 people have recovered from suicidal thoughts after getting help through the Hope Center. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.